The series this month has been on new beginnings and second chances. New beginnings and second chances. And the subtitle is The Cripple of Lystra. The Cripple of Lystra. Now, friend, I have some good news for you tonight. How many here can stand some good news? We serve a big God. We serve a good God. We serve the God of another chance. Don't let anybody or anything tell you that God has given up on you. God does not give up on anybody. Amen?
Amen.
His mercies are everlasting. He is the God of another chance in your life. He is the God that makes the sick well. He is the God that makes the poor provided for. He is the God who makes the depressed and the downtrodden full of His joy and His peace. He is the God who makes the old things new. Now, let me give you a story here tonight of something that happened to me years ago. I used to do a lot of missionary work in the country of India. In March of 2000, I happened to be in Southeast India. We were holding an evangelistic meeting with about 250 people sitting there that night. And I was just preaching the simple gospel message that evening. And as I was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, there was a lady right in the front. Now, they sit on the floor there during their meetings. They were sitting on the ground, and this lady in the front started to twist and turn like a snake. And she was demon-possessed on the inside, I believe, demon-oppressed, if anything. And I was preaching the gospel message, so I stopped in the middle of the message, and I looked at her, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you, demon, to come out of her. And immediately, I kid you not, that woman shook her head. She was in her right mind, sat straight up, and listened to the rest of the message. See, God is the one who makes the oppressed free as well. And you might be like that woman here tonight. Maybe you've been possessed, or maybe tonight you've been oppressed by an evil spirit in your mind that you can't sleep at night, that you're down on the inside. God wants to give you His freedom and His liberation starting tonight. Amen? And this is the case of the once crippled man in Lystra. So if you got a Bible, turn to Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10, if you've got a Bible. If not, I'll read it to you. Acts 14, verses 8 through 10. Paul and Barnabas ministering during their missionary journey. And in verse 8 it says this of Acts 14, "In Lystra there sat a man crippled in his feet, who was lame from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as Paul was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, 'Stand up on your feet.' At that the man jumped up and began to walk." That's awesome, isn't it? We serve a God, a Jesus, who heals physical infirmities. Now think about this man, crippled from birth. See, this man crippled from birth was marked with this infirmity, with this sickness, with this defect in his legs. And maybe there was people around him that saw him as useless. And that maybe they saw him as a man that did not make a contribution to society. Maybe they saw him as a man that was just taking up space. Taking up airspace. And maybe this is how you have felt in your life. Maybe there's somebody in your life that's made you feel useless. Maybe they down-talked you. Maybe they told you you were an accident going somewhere to happen. And you see, this man in Lystra who was once crippled, maybe his self-esteem was crushed. But we serve the God who makes the old new, right? We serve the God of new beginnings. Amen?
Amen.
That's good news, isn't it? And it must have brought this once crippled man such joy when he was healed in his legs to receive this new thing in his physical body. And, you know, if you read on in verse 11, it says, "When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lycaonian language, 'The gods have come down to us in human form.'" And then Paul debates and persuades them that they were not gods, that he and Barnabas were men just like them, full of the power of God, anointed with God's anointing. Amen? Amen? And so for the people around them to say, man, the gods have come down to us in human form, must mean that really this was a great miracle, that this lame man was, this crippled man was healed in his body. And I'm sure that this lame man who was healed was full of joy and satisfaction and overflowing joy on the inside of himself due to the miracle that occurred in his life. Amen? Amen. And if God did it for this man 2,000 years ago, we serve the same God. The Word of God says in Hebrews 13 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means He never changes. The Jesus who healed 2,000 years ago is the Jesus who can make the old new in your life today. He is the God of new beginnings. You know, a personal story. Some of you may have heard this before. And in the last quarter of 2006, in my own life, I was going through some severe depression on the inside. I felt as good as dead on the inside of myself concerning certain things that had happened in my life. I won't get into the details, but I just was really downtrodden. I felt dead on the inside, just depressed, in a pit of depression. And I just felt that God didn't love me. I was doubting God's love. I was doubting the love of Christ towards me. And I was sitting at a dinner table with a friend one time, back in 06, last quarter, and this lady, an acquaintance of mine, was sitting there. And she just said, God made me feel to tell you, Jonathan, that Jesus loves you. And those words, Jesus loves you, were the first steps for me to climb out of that pit of depression. I did a few other things in the last quarter of 2006, like I found two families that were in great need, and I really helped them out in financially in a big way. And after I did that, I was just soaring with wings of eagles with God. It was just awesome in my life. And it's like that depression at the end of 2006 just left me. I was full of God's joy and peace on the inside. It's like He made the old new in me. Instead of in place of depression, He gave me His joy. And friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, if God can do it for me, He can do it for you. You may have felt that there's some old things in your life, some things that have died in your life, but God wants to resurrect, bring back to life the things, the areas, the relationships that feel that they have died in your life, because we serve the God of resurrection. We serve the God that brings life to those things which are dead. Amen? Amen. We serve a God that makes the old new. We serve the God of new beginnings and He wants to restore to you whatever the devil has stolen from your life. Don't let anybody or anything tell you that God took it from you, that God put that sickness on you, that God took that family member from you, that God took that job from you. No, that's not God that does those types of things. God is the author of good. He's the God who gives us good things. He's the giver of good things. It says in the Word of God that it's the devil who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and to give you life abundantly. I have come to give you overflowing life. He has come to give you life in every part of your existence. Amen? Amen. It's the devil who steals. It's the devil who takes away from you. But we've got a God that is much, much greater than that old devil. And He's the God who restores what the devil tries to steal from us. Is that good news? But there's one thing that God requires of us to make the old new in our lives. There's one thing that God requires of you and of me. What is that thing? What does God require of us? Somebody said it. This lady here in the front said it. Faith. Faith. See, when Paul was in Lystra, he was speaking, and this man who was crippled listened intently, attentively, as Paul was speaking the gospel. And it says that Paul, in verse 9 of Acts 14, looked directly at him, saw that he had what to be healed? Doubt to be healed? No, it says that he saw that he had faith to be healed. This man had the intense look of faith as Paul spoke. And Paul called out, stand up on your feet. At that, the man jumped up and he began to walk and run around. That's awesome, isn't it? See, the one thing that God is looking for in you and in me to receive that miracle, to make the old new, to have a new beginning in our lives is faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because he who comes to God must believe that God exists and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him in faith. He rewards, he gives good things to those who diligently seek him in faith. Amen. Faith. Now, what does faith expect? This cripple, this once crippled man from Lystra expected what? He was intently listening to Paul. There was a real strong sense of faith in this man that Paul picked up and sensed. What does faith expect? What does faith expect as opposed to fear? Okay, anybody else? Faith expects the best end result. Faith expects the best possible end result. It's like this man from Lystra, this once crippled man, just knew that down on the inside that God was going to heal him. He was looking intently with a look of faith at Paul as Paul preached the gospel. He was expecting the best in his life. And that's what faith expects, friend. Faith expects the best from God. And guess what? This man, this once crippled man, received exactly what he was expecting. What did he receive? He received what? Faith. Healing in his body. He received the ability to walk and to run in his life, to run again. Amen? And friends, that's what God is looking for in us. The one thing that God honors is faith. You know, you might be financially poor today, but faith in God says this. It thinks this, that, you know what? I just know that I know that I know that God is going to provide for my life financially. It's expecting the best. It's expecting that job opportunity, that financial miracle, that windfall. You may be sick in your body tonight, but what does faith expect? Faith expects healing. It's knowing that you know that you know deep down on the inside that the God who healed 2,000 years ago physically can heal you tonight. You may be experiencing a broken relationship tonight, but what does faith expect? See, faith doesn't focus on the negative. Faith focuses on what? The positive, expecting the very best. You may be in a broken relationship tonight, but what does faith in God expect? It expects the best. It expects that that broken relationship will be reconciled in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. You may be in depression tonight, down on the inside in your emotions, but what does faith expect in God? What does faith in God expect concerning your depression? It expects the what? Healing. It expects the best. That in place of your depression, God can give you his joy. Is that making sense? Yeah. And that's what faith is. Faith is knowing that you know deep down on the inside, beyond the shadow of any doubt, that God can do for you what his word says that he can do for you. Say it with me tonight. Faith is knowing that I know that I know that I know that God can do what his word says he can do for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. See, faith in God, true and pure faith in God, does not allow doubt to enter for even a second. True and pure faith in God does not allow doubt to enter for even a second. Think about a little girl who really loves her daddy. Maybe you were that little girl at one time. And she knows that her daddy loves her. And daddy knocks on the door after a hard day's work, and the little girl comes running to the door and runs into daddy's arms. She has no doubt in daddy's goodness, right? She just knows that she knows that she knows that her daddy loves her, that he provides her shelter and her food, right? And her education and her clothing and all the things she needs in life. She does not doubt her daddy's goodness for even a second. She's got full faith in daddy. Amen? Amen? And that's the kind of faith that God is looking for in you and in me. It's called childlike faith that does not doubt His goodness and His miracle-working power for even a moment. It's knowing that you know deep down on the inside that God is good and that He is the miracle worker. He wants to give you a comeback for your setback in life. Amen?
Amen?
We don't have that much time tonight, but I had a few other scriptures here, and there's so many instances in the Gospels where people who were sick and demon-possessed came to Jesus and they were full of faith, expecting the very best. One of them you can read is in Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. The two blind men. And Jesus said, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this for you, heal you?" "Yes, Lord," they responded, and their sight was restored. They expected in faith the very best, and they got the thing they expected from God. Amen?
Amen.
He is the God who makes the old new, heals the sick, gives joy in place of depression. And He's also the God that makes the old man new. I'm not talking about your dad. He's the God who makes the old man the new man. Therefore, if anybody is in Christ Jesus, he is a brand new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And friend, think about it this way tonight. You know, this man in Lystra was crippled from birth. And think about it this way tonight, spiritually. Maybe you have walked away and been away from God from birth. What did the psalmist write in Psalm 51:5? "I was shaped in sin. I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity." Maybe you have been away from God since birth, since you were a little child. Maybe you've got a messed up past, but there's good news here tonight. God can make you a brand new creation in His Son, Christ Jesus. He can make you a brand new creation, a brand new slate, by faith in Jesus Christ. Just like this man was crippled from birth, you may have been messed up from birth. Anybody ever been there? Messed up from birth? Guess what? God wants to give you a brand new life starting tonight. And Romans 5:1, one last scripture, Romans 5:1. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith," justified through what?
Faith.
Not doubt, but
faith.
"We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." What does it mean to be justified? Justified. To be made righteous by faith in Christ. Receiving the righteousness of Jesus Christ into our lives by faith. Being clothed with a robe of righteousness. Not by any good thing that we can do, but by faith in Jesus alone. Therefore, we have been justified by faith. When you think of the word justified, think of this. Just as if I had never sinned. You may have been away from Christ since birth. But guess what? Tonight is the night of a new beginning in your life by faith in Jesus. All you got to do is open up your heart to Jesus and say, "Jesus, I make you my Savior and my Lord tonight. Come into my life and be my best friend. I want relationship with you." And at that point, you become a brand new creation. Don't let the devil torment you concerning your past. Remember when you abused that person? Remember when you smoked? Remember when you stole? Remember when you backstabbed your employer, so forth and so on? That's not God speaking those words into your mind. Who is that? That's the devil. He's the one who puts guilt trips. He's the one who condemns. What does the Word of God say? "There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the
Spirit."
Remember this. All the sins, all the mess ups you committed up until the point that you accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord were forgiven and forgotten by God. It doesn't matter how big those sins were. At the point that you said, "Jesus, come into my life. I put my faith in you." Guess what? All of your sins were thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. God remembers them no longer. Is that good news? That's awesome news, isn't it? Now, listen to this. You might have heard this before, but it bears repeating. The devil and, or the duck and the devil. There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm. They said, we have a few minutes, so I'm going to read this. He was given a slingshot to play with out in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit the target. Getting a little discouraged, he headed back for dinner. As he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. Just out of impulse, he let the slingshot fly, hit the duck square in the head, and killed it. He was shocked and grieved. In a panic, he hid the dead duck in the woodpile, only to see his sister watching. Sally had seen it, but she had said nothing. After lunch the next day, Grandma said, Sally, let's wash the dishes. But Sally said, Grandma, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen. Then she whispered to him, remember the duck? So Johnny did the dishes. Later that day, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing, and Grandma said, I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make supper. Sally just smiled and said, well, that's all right, because Johnny told me he wanted to help. She whispered again, remember the duck? So Sally went fishing, and Johnny stayed to help. Sally is just like who? She's just like the devil, right? After several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he finally couldn't stand it any longer. He came to Grandma and confessed that he had killed the duck. Grandma knelt down, gave him a hug, and said, sweetheart, I know, you see, I was standing at the window and I saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgave you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you. That awesome? Whatever's in your past, whatever you have done, the devil keeps throwing it in your face, lying, cheating, debt, fear, bad habits, hatred, anger, bitterness, whatever it is, you need to know that God was standing at the window and he saw the whole thing. Isn't that good news? He has seen your whole life. He wants to know that he wants you to know that he loves you and that you are forgiven. He's just wondering how long you will let the devil make a slave of you. Say it with me tonight. No longer.
No longer.
In Jesus' name.
Will the devil
make a slave of me?
Starting tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Whatever you've done in your past, remember this. God forgave it. Once you accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, God forgot about it. When God looked at you, he saw Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. And that's the way you've got to start seeing yourself. Like God sees you, as a brand new slate, as a brand new creation, as a person with a brand new start. Amen?
Amen.
Is that good news? He's the God of second chances and new beginning.